Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad you're here this afternoon. It's a beautiful day here in St. Louis, and it's a complicated day in Washington, D.C. because the government shutdown continues to loom. Let's talk to Congressman Mike Boss. He is the representative for Illinois' 12th District. He's also the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for being with us today.
Annie, thanks for having me on.
So are you in D.C.? Are you in district?
No, I'm in district. I'm in district. We've been around district. I was in D.C., you know, the week that we had the, I had to go, had my case before the Supreme Court.
Right.
And then was actually worked putting the House in perfunctory session and taking it back out a day or so there. Then got back to the district and have been working around the district ever since.
So talk to me about what you, when you're walking around your district there in the 12th in Southern Illinois, how do people feel about the government shutdown? Are they enraged? Do they want it to end? Do they not care?
If you are a federal employee or somehow trying to do work with an agency that is being affected by it, then you notice it. If you're a federal employee, you're going to notice it a lot more because you're not being paid. We did find a way to pay the our military personnel and our Coast Guard as well, but that was because the president found a way, but he did that for the 15th. But now, as we're moving farther and forward into these pay periods, it's going to stop. And so people that were not in those categories did not receive their pay. And, you know, some of these people are fairly new employees. They're young couples,
yeah,
with children. So, yes, you hear that. But the rest of my constituents, when you talk to them, they're like, it hasn't affected me yet. And I said, and I think I've said that to you before, you know, there's a statement about shutdowns. The first day is always the easiest one.
Yeah.
And then it gets steadily worse there every day thereafter. Now, let me tell you that the veterans, we've been able to keep all of the programs. Well, I say that there's a few programs that we're questioning and arguing with attorneys. Can they still go? Because there were eight extenders, which included everything from mental health care, private contractors to home care workers, private contractors, trying to keep those things flowing. But as about the 30th, if we're still here at the end of the month, then those are going to have to be adjusted. If we're here on up further than that, then we may start seeing it in our medical facilities. That's scary.
Yeah, that's really scary. You are the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. I was going to ask you that question. You've kind of answered it there. I've heard today, just listening to coverage of the government shutdown, that some people said maybe it'll get ended this week. And then I've heard other people say it's going to be December before this thing gets fixed up.
Oh, I hope it's not December, because if it's December, that hurt and pain will be felt by our veterans tremendously. And you know, trying to receive health care, trying to keep the doors open of our VA facilities around, will just become very difficult. And the sad thing is that, remember, the Democrats have voted 13 times before during the Biden administration for this exact same extension. This is a clean, what's known as a clean CR. It just gave us to so that through the 21st. So then what happens is remember, November, if we're here until November 21st, we will have to go back in and we'll pass another bill just like it, but further out, because that's our option, because we can't get in to negotiate on the other issues. And when the Democrats are talking about what they're wanting to negotiate, $1.5 trillion, which includes providing health care for illegals, it includes, the list goes on and on of just really bizarre left-wing things. They're really not wanting to open the government back up. But I have to believe that some of those senators, which are in states that are swing states, are going to start feeling it very, very shortly. And we just, as of right now, there's three that vote with the Republicans. I heard that one other over the weekend, she was talking about she was decided she was going to start voting to open. So we need three more, and then we can open. As of today, it is the longest shutdown in our history. So it is something that we've got to, you know, but let's get back to work.
Yes.
I mean, and not only that, now they've blown 3-week hole in what was our schedule to try to do the budget. Now, understand this. Many of us are working through channels to still negotiate. It's just there's no work that can be done on the floor.
So you mentioned that November 21st date. Is the current CR that the House has passed, it's through November 21st, correct?
That is correct.
So If we get past November 21st, there's nothing to vote on because that will be done. The House would have to.
That is correct. The House will come back in on the 21st and then pass another bill. Won't change the bill because it's a clean CR.
When the government is shut down, you're in district right now. If the government were open, would you be in D.C.?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, why is it that Congress can't, like, why is it that work can't be done? Is it just because you have no staff and everybody else has got to stay at home?
The reality is there's nothing to be negotiated on because we cannot. Yeah, our staff is our staff. Most of them are there. They're not getting paid. Unessentials are home. They're on furlough. As far as the opening of the house, many of the operations of the house, there's not people there available to operate and do the processing. So the floor state remains into a perfunctory session, which means you go in, you take communications from the Senate, and you take communications from the president. And that's what I did whenever I turned up the perfunctory session. You say, this is a communication from the president, this is communication from the Senate, and then you gavel back out, and that's all you're allowed to do there. Like I said, we are working in some committee. I've got my committee staff still working because, you know, we've got budgets that have to be moved, and we have bills that hopefully we're trying to put all our ducks in a row so as soon as we walk in, we can actually move things very, very quickly if games aren't played.
Mr. Boss, this is Ryan Wiggins. I get we're talking about a lot of deep detail here, but you're the guy we talked to about that, so I'm going to ask these questions. But what is it that Republicans want to do beyond that clean CR? Because I keep hearing that, you know, that would get us through the temporary moment, but what is it permanently that the Republican side of the House is saying, this is where we need to be to get it done for good?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, that is our 12 budgets that we actually are trying to move. Now, remember, we've got about 70% of the budget, overall budget, not 70% of the 12 bills, about five of the 12 bills that are moved over, but those five carry a majority of the operations of the the federal government. Those are already over in the Senate to be worked on when the Senate gets through with what they're doing. Now, we're pretty sure we've got an agreement to move those bills pretty quickly after we get back. So the idea of the extension is that, remember, the budget was supposed to be passed by the last day of September. Okay, that's why we had to pass the CR, was because we could continue to operate government on the existing budget while still working on the budget for this next year. And it is, and I think I've said that, I know I've said it on there before, since the 1972 Budget Act was put in place, there's only been 2 years that they passed all 12 of those budgets. And the other ones are usually passed. They pass 10, they pass 11, they pass 9, and then they CR the others as they negotiate through the next year. So what CR shouldn't be a way you should budget, but that's a pretty common thing.
Well, we're going to let you go, Congressman Boss. We appreciate your time today. The one thing I did want to ask you, though, you have served your country and done so bravely. I just wanted to get your thoughts real quick on the president's efforts in the Middle East, because it's a really big deal. You are the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. There are a lot of people who have worn the uniform here. We're not sending boots on the ground over there, but the commander in chief seems to have done something pretty amazing and unimaginable
amazing.
Here. What are your thoughts?
I want you to think about this, because if you're my age and are close to my age, your whole life, the joke, and this is not a joking matter, but the joke was always, oh, it'd be easier to have peace in the Middle East. Well, we're almost on the verge of having peace in the Middle East. How amazing is that? They've never seen peace, ever. I mean, maybe, no, never. And now you're talking about all of the already with the Abraham Accord, now with this peace. Now, let me tell you that I believe that I wouldn't trust Hamas, and nor does the president, but it is a case where that's what you got to deal with. And they're showing themselves to the world when they're murdering the people that they believe didn't stand with them, and making a public spectacle of it while we're still trying to go through the second phase and still finish the first phase of the negotiated deal. It is one of the biggest things of my lifetime. And to know that he was able to go in and even get them at the table. Now it looks like that we can complete the deal if we can get Hamas out of power.
Yeah. Trust but verify. It's been said before. Congressman Bost, we're grateful for you. Thank you for the time today.
Thank you.
Talk to you again.
Appreciate it.
Soon. Bye-bye. All right. Do you want to take this all the way to the end then, or what do you want to do?
No, let's just go out here.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Do you approve of Donald Trump's ballroom addition to the White House? Yes or no? Let's find out what Brad thinks about this when we come back. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.